That brand new president of the ANC is Cyril Matamela Ramaphosa. You can fool them.
They are not singing it. One side and one side. Amandla! Amandla! Viva ANC, viva! Viva ANC, viva! Viva COSATU, viva! Viva SACP, viva! Viva Sanko, viva! Long live the spirit of Nelson Mandela, long live! Long live the spirit of O.R. Tambo, long live! Long live the spirit of Albertina Sisulu, long live! Amandla! National Chairperson, Comrade Gwede Mantashe, President one has to get used to this. President of the Republic and outgoing President of the African National Congress, Comrade Jacob Gedleyihlekisa Zuma, Your Majesty King Sikhukhune, traditional leaders who are here with us, members of the about to be announced National Executive Committee, members of the Electoral Commission, the representatives of the Alliance, and fraternal parties who are attending our conference, members of the Diplomatic Corps, distinguished guests and indeed members of the media, honored delegates and ladies and gentlemen. This, for me, is a deeply humbling moment for the first time to be given an opportunity to address the closing session of the 54th National Conference of our beloved and glorious movement, the African National Congress. President Zuma, one has been accustomed to you closing conferences of the ANC on a number of occasions, and I feel like I'm walking in your shoes tonight. Comrades, there is no doubt that this has been a conference of enormous importance and great significance in the life of our movement. In the months and weeks before this conference, speculation was rife that the 54th conference of the ANC would either not take place or would collapse on the very first day. Your attendance here as delegates, representing your branches, is a victory over the doomsayers and those who do not wish our movement well. We therefore have to congratulate you for having defied the negative speculative predictions by making this conference a successful conference, because it has been a successful conference. There were some who even suggested that Nasrec in 2017 would represent the end of the ANC, and the ANC would rise here divided and fractured. The ANC is still here. We are still here, standing 106 years later. We are alive, we are leading, and we are here to stay. Nasrec has not only united us, it has also strengthened us. It has galvanized us and has also rejuvenated us, and we continue to surprise and confound our critics, because we are the African National Congress. Over the course of the past 5 days, our movement has grappled with the challenges and tasks of this critical moment in the history and the life of our people and our country. The ANC has done what it does best. It has listened to the aspirations, the hopes, the wishes, the cries and the concerns of our people through the voices of the delegates who are here representing our people from the length and the breadth of our country. As delegates representing branches of our movement, you as the delegates have given expression to our people's hopes through the resolutions that you have adopted here and the leadership that you have chosen. In electing the leadership, you as the delegates have done something really special. You have turned your backs on the politics of the slate. You have insisted that the people who lead this movement should not be from one or another faction, but should serve our people in their own right through recognizing their capability so that they can take this movement forward. You as the delegates of our membership, you decided that you wanted a united leadership. And some of you, and many of you may not be aware, have already crafted songs and composed songs about how you want this unity in the leadership that you have voted for should manifest itself. A number of you came singing up here to the podium. President Zuma, that was before you arrived. They came singing up here to the podium, and the officials were sitting here. They had already crafted songs about number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six. And three of them stood here, and they looked us straight in the eyes, and they said to us, "We want you to be a united leadership and serve the movement properly. I got a bit of a fright, but one young comrade looked me straight in the eyes and said, "Comrade President, we want this leadership to be united." United leadership is what we will give you as the officials, and later when the NEC is announced as the National Executive Committee. That we want to promise. This conference has also given us the opportunity to confront difficult issues and difficult truths. In recent times, we have seen the ANC at its worst. We have seen an organization that is divided against itself. And yet we have also seen glimpses of the ANC at its best. Over the last few days, we have seen the ANC that we know, the ANC that we love, in conference, working together, discussing issues in the most robust manner. And as we looked, we said, this is the ANC that we know and the ANC we love. As representatives of nearly a million members, you as delegates have demonstrated that the ANC is an organization that is alive to the needs of our people, and that is at hard work to develop policies and programs that will respond to the needs of our people. More than that, we have seen at this conference a movement that is determined to enhance its policies, to strengthen the implementation of its policies, and to work with greater determination to unite its members and to build the structures of the movement. Our people will judge this conference not only by what we have done here over this past 5 days, but perhaps more importantly, they will judge it by what we do next. The people of South Africa want action. They do not want words. They are waiting for action to come from this conference. The people of our country want an ANC that lives up to its promise and is true to its mission. They want an ANC that lives the values that it espouses and holds fast to the principles that have long defined it as the movement of our people. They want an ANC that uses public office not to serve vested interests, but to build a truly developmental state. To build a truly developmental state and a vibrant economy that is inclusive and that serves our people. But also an economy that creates jobs and improves the lives of our people. As we leave this conference, we are resolved as the delegates that have represented our people to humble ourselves before our people. We are resolved to respect our people, but also to earn their respect. And we are also resolved to cast aside those attitudes and practices that have tended to create a gulf between those in public office and those that were elected to serve. The African National Congress wishes to send a clear message to all South Africans that we are resolved to be more responsive and more accountable leadership and a more accountable movement to the people of our country. We will do this by continuing to be rooted in communities through our branches and always seek to champion the interests of our people. We will also critically examine our own commitment to what we stand for, particularly when it comes to gender equality. We must be conscious of the practices and attitudes that reinforce patriarchy within our organization and society, and we must work together to end these practices because they are simply backward. We need to become a more youthful organization, more representative of the age profile of our population. And we need to have more young people represented in the structures of our movement. This conference has resolved that we engage and pay heed to the views and insights of the veterans of our movement. And, Ngamalala, I'm not saying this because you are now about to enter the realm of the veterans. I am saying this because it is the right thing to do. And you will be amongst those whose views and advice we are going to heed as a veteran of our movement. We want to and we will reach out to community organizations and other organs of society, understanding that they are critical for the exercise of people's power and are valuable partners for development. We shall do so because we have a historic responsibility as the African National Congress to lead society. The Alliance has faced many challenges and problems in the recent past. We will work with our Alliance partners to repair relations between the four formations that our people expect to lead the National Democratic Revolution. As this conference, we are in agreement that the ANC cannot be strong and effective unless we are part of an alliance that is strong, united, and cohesive. As we leave this conference, we are resolved to pursue with greater determination the path of radical socio-economic transformation . The policies that we have adopted are going to be the levers that we are going to use to speed up radical economic transformation . And these policies are also going to enable us to promote growth, job creation, equitable distribution of income, wealth, and the assets of our country. The issue of land has been a matter of great concern to our people whose land was forcibly taken away from them. If there is a matter that has caused a great deal of pain and hardship and resulted in the poverty that we see in our nation today, it is the issue of land and education. Many, many households in our country today will be able to testify to the fact that even in years gone by, as soon as their land was taken away from them, poverty set in. Because our forebears, before the land was taken away from them, lived a fulfilled life from the land. They were able to feed their families, and when the removals and dispossession took place, poverty became a partner to the people of our country. We will accelerate our programs of land reform and rural development as part of our program of radical socio-economic transformation. This conference has resolved that the expropriation of land without compensation I repeat, so that there should never be any doubt, if there is a matter in the African National Congress and amongst our people which has preoccupied the membership of the ANC and the people of our country enormously, it has been the issue of land. And over the years, since 1994, Amanda, thank you, comrades. If there is an issue that has preoccupied our people greatly since 1994, it has been the question of land. This conference, with overwhelming agreement, unanimous agreement, has resolved that the expropriation of land without compensation should be amongst the mechanisms available to government to give effect to land reform and redistribution. It has also been resolved that in implementing this decision, we must ensure that we do not undermine the economy, the agricultural production, and food security in our country. That is what is important. And as the ANC, so that it is also well understood, the African National Congress has always taken care to seek to manage the economy of our country in a way that will advance the interests of our people. There have been weaknesses from time to time, but in the main, since 1994, we have taken care to manage this very sophisticated and complex economy of South Africa with due care. And even with this decision, we are going to make sure that as it is implemented, we will manage the process of the implementation of this decision properly with due care to the interests of our people as a whole. We say this because we have been the central driver of progress in our country and in our economy over the past 23 years. Our efforts have been aimed at eradicating poverty, inequality, and reducing unemployment. We have placed the challenge of unemployment at the forefront of our actions in the economy. Our focus on education and skills training is beginning to bear fruit. Our social development programs have been aimed at addressing poverty amongst our people. The policies that we have adopted here provide a platform for faster and more meaningful implementation of the National Development Plan. We will elaborate the other decisions that we have taken at this conference more fully when we release the NEC statement on the 13th of January, when we celebrate our 106th year. There are many things that we have sought to address at this conference, and we have also dealt with difficult matters in the state, and we have had to confront the critical issues that we have been having to deal with regard to critical institutions of our state that were targeted by individuals and other people through the exercise of influence and manipulation of governance processes. This has led to the weakening of our state-owned enterprises whose governance and structures need to be revamped. And we are going to revamp our state-owned enterprises. Given all these challenges, we are called upon to act against corruption, as our declaration says. We are also called upon to act against collusion and other economic crimes prevalent in both the public sector as well as the private sector. We are also called upon to investigate without any fear or favor the so-called accounting irregularities that cause turmoil in the markets and wipe out billions and billions of rands from ordinary South Africans. Now, this conference has resolved that this must be acted upon and it must come to a stop. Corruption has to be brought to a stop, and it must happen with immediate effect. We must also act fearlessly against alleged corruption and abuse of office within our own ranks. And it is for this reason that we embrace the Integrity Commission at our NGC and endorse this decision at the 53rd National Conference. The setting up of the Integrity Commission is therefore not in question, and there is consensus that the Integrity Commission should be supported and empowered to do its work without any fear, favor, or prejudice in order to restore the integrity of the African National Congress, in order that we can cultivate and promote ethical leadership within our own ranks. Now, the terms of reference, as it was discussed in the conference, will have to be settled by the National Executive Committee and be presented to the NGC. This conference has resolved that corruption must be fought with the same intensity and purpose that we fight poverty, unemployment, and inequality. Through your deliberations, we have together developed a clear line of march for the movement and for the new leadership. You have over and over again emphasized that the ANC is the strategic center of power for all its cadres. The actions of comrades who are deployed by the movement should always be informed by the interests of our members and our people and not by personal gain. Those who are deployed by our movement should always be a source of pride and not a source of embarrassment. They are deployed so that they can take us closer to the National Democratic Society to which we aspire, and they should not do things that will undermine it. The National Executive Committee that you have elected, whose names will be announced, I guess, in an hour and a half. The Electoral Commission said they were still busy, but they will be announced soon. So this committee that you have elected commits itself to follow the instructions that you have issued from this, our 54th National Conference. You have instructed this National Executive Committee, this leadership that you have elected, to forge a united African National Congress. You have also directed us to unite the alliance and ensure that its programs are underpinned by unity. Another overarching task that you have charged this leadership that you have elected with is to unite the people of South Africa and to work harder to heal the wounds of conflict and division in our country. We must as a movement focus afresh on the task of building a non-racial country guided by the injunction of the Freedom Charter that South Africa belongs to all who live in it, black and white. Personally, comrades, I wish to thank you with all humility for the confidence that you have shown in me. I shall strive to serve our members, our supporters, and the nation with commitment and diligence. And as the newly elected National Executive Committee and as President, I can speak on their behalf and say that we accept without any reservation your clear instruction that we must work together as a collective, undivided and motivated by a single purpose, the purpose of serving our people. That is what we want to do. We are aware that leadership in our movement is not confined to those who hold office. And it is in this regard that I would like to pay special tribute to Comrade Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, who contested the position of president for the manner in which she demonstrated commitment to our movement during the grueling campaign that we were all involved in. Together with the other candidates, we all pledged, after President Zuma held the Last Supper with us, that we will work closely in pursuit of the objectives of our revolution, whether we succeeded in our election bid or not. On your behalf, comrades, I wish to thank those people who have made this conference possible: the management of NASREC, the Electoral Commission, and the Elections Agency, the technical staff, the marshals, security, and many service providers and donors and exhibitors, the SGO in its former reincarnation when the national chairperson was still the Secretary General, and the Deputy Secretary General, Comrade Jesse Duarte, as well as the steering committee, have done an excellent and sterling job to ensure that we hold a successful conference. And I wish to thank the media for having reported the proceedings of this conference to our people and the broader global community. So we thank you as the media. As a revolutionary movement, we recognize the vital role that the media plays in facilitating the free flow of information and promoting transparency and accountability. I wish to register our concern about an incident at this conference involving one journalist and a security official. We have sought a report on what happened and must look at how we can ensure that incidents of that nature do not occur. And I can say that the security official who was involved will be held accountable for the incident that occurred. I wish to thank our alliance partners, representatives of civil society organizations, guests from fraternal parties, and members of the diplomatic corps who have been with us in various capacities over the past few days. I had occasion earlier to meet with the members of the diplomatic corps, and we thanked them for honoring us with their presence, and they have stayed right through the conference with us, and we thank them to have had their countries represented at our conference. Above all, comrades, I wish to thank all our branch members whose wishes and aspirations we had come here to represent. To all delegates, thank you for your attendance, but more importantly, comrades, I'd like to thank you for your patience, but also for your forbearance with the delays that have occasioned at this conference, including the voting process that took a long time and the program planning. You represented your branches extremely well, and we would like to thank you for that. As officials, we have already observed a number of things in terms of running the conference that we would like to see improved. We will make sure that our next NGC and conference becomes a better experience for all the delegates, and obviously we would like you to travel safely back home. Make sure that you do go back home and rest a bit, because a lot of work awaits us in 2018. Now, clearly, we look forward to meeting again at the 106th anniversary celebrations in East London on the 13th of January. As we all know, next year we will be celebrating the 100th anniversary of the birth of our former president, Isitshwalandwe Siyaparangwe Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela. True to his legacy and inspired by his remarkable life, let us hold fast to the principle that guides us as the African National Congress, that we serve the people of South Africa. We should serve them with humility, with integrity, and unwavering commitment. And we serve them without expectation of reward or recognition. We serve them because we have chosen, each one of us, to become members of the African National Congress and thereby become selfless agents of revolutionary change. Finally, I would like, on your behalf, comrades, to thank President Jacob Zuma. I would like to thank President Jacob Zuma for the 10 years he has spent as president of our movement and for a lifetime of service to the people of this country. Bo ncamalala ndi do yamba nga Tshivenḓa. Ndi do amba uri ri a livhuwa nga maanḓa mushumo we wa vha u ita vha tshi khou shumela lushaka lwashu fano Afrika Tshipembe. Ngizokutolikela baba masibabili kuphela. It was during your tenure, President, and thanks to your vision, that the National Planning Commission was established and produced the country's first National Development Plan. This is a framework for economic and social change that will guide our country for many years to come. History will record that it was at your insistence as president that South Africa expanded its antiretroviral program rapidly and progressively to be the largest in the world. Through your intervention, Ncamalala, we have made great strides in combating this epidemic. Many lives have been saved and many infections have been prevented, and we thank you for that. We as officials obviously will miss you. What will we miss? We will miss your jokes. We will miss the sweets that you used to distribute to us. And we will miss the wonderful conversations that we have always had. We cannot close this 54th conference without paying tribute to you for your contribution over many decades to the struggle for freedom, democracy, and development. The service that you have rendered to our movement is given more meaning by this song, ukuthi ANC iyasebenzela. You did precisely that. You worked for the ANC, and we thank you for that. Ngoba ekusempeleni uyisebenzele iANC, siyakubonga Ncamalala umsebenzi wakho owenzile. As we close this conference, we close it thanking you, but we also close it saying to all the delegates of our country, a great foundation has been laid by our leaders in the past, so that we can move forward. The leadership that you have elected today is meant to follow on the foundation that has been laid from our great leaders that have preceded all the other leaders. And so therefore, comrades, we thank you, and we thank you for your attendance at this conference. I'm able now to say this has indeed been a successful conference of the African National Congress, and we therefore close this conference knowing that we have done a great job. Mandla.